Malachim Beis Perek Vav, more stories of miracles of Elisha. Now that Gehazi has left the stage for a while, we will see him again. Now Elisha is addressed by others among the B'nai HaNaviim. Vayomru B'nai HaNaviim El Elisha. So the sons of the prophets said to Elisha. So back in Perek Beis, we encountered this group of the B'nai HaNaviim numbering 50 men. In Perek Daled, there were 100 men. And now it seems like there's even more of them. Eventually, we'll see some numbers. And so, his followers are the B'nai HaNaviim. And they're uncomfortable. And they're kvetching. So they came, Rashi says, because of the Nisim. And the Nisim continue. So, the Chazal tell us in Gemara Sota, Gehazi had pushed Talmidim away from Elisha. But now the B'nai HaNaviim come to address him directly once Gehazi is lowered from his position. Talmidim Rabim, Rashi says. But they have a complaint. Hine noha mokom asher anachnu yoshrim sham lefanecha tzar mimenu. See, the place where we live under your direction is too cramped for us. It's too crowded. The dorm is too small. We need plans for a new living space. Now, it would seem, based on what we said before, we went from 50 to 100 to more, that we have got too many Talmidim for the original dorm. You know, you have a building on the corner right there of Madison Place, and it's just a squishy corner building. You need a great big yeshiva building if you want to have room for everybody in the dorm. Those couple of rooms up on the second and third floor, that's not enough. Hameven Yavin. But now it's too tight. Beis Nel Chana Ad HaYarden. Let us go to the Jordan River. Let's go to the Yarden. Some say it's because they were also living in the city and it was a high cost of living per square foot in all of these apartments that you need to get. So let's go to the Yarden, a little less settled. V'nikha misham ishko ra'echas. And each man will take from there one log. V'nase lanu sham makom losheves sham. And let us make a place there where we can live, where we can dwell. V'yomer lechu. And Elisha said, go. So some say that these Talmidim left because they saw Gehazi's wickedness and bad behavior and bad character. So they stayed away because of that. Some say he was docha them and he forced them away because he wanted to be the sole disciple, the one shouting into the ear of Elisha while everybody else awaited whatever he chose to tell the Navi. But some say that they respected him, but he misled them using that respect. He sat outside when Elisha was lecturing rather than going inside to listen. So they sat outside too, and the attendance at all of his shiurim was poor. So they had a small building because nobody went in because Gehazi fooled them into not going in. But now there's so many students, there's no room, so many Talmidim. So they chose the bank of the Yarden from where Eliyahu had departed when he went up to Shamayim. The waters of the Yarden had cured Naaman. So they thought, maybe we'll get Ruach HaKodesh at this place. So maybe this is the building where the shiurim were given. Maybe it was the entire dorm. But let's move. Let's move to the Yarden. Pasuk Gimel. So Vayomer Ha'echad. So one of the Talmidim said, Ho el na v'leich el esavodecha. Will you please come along with your servants? Vayomer ani eleich. And Elisha agreed. And he said, I will go. To guide them, to protect them. We know that it says elsewhere, the Malbim says, that Elisha was living in Shomron. And city dwelling is harsh. So now they're saying, let's go to the suburbs. Let's pull out of the middle of the city. Get away from where food and money are scarce. And we'll be able to survive. So the implication is that this community of Talmidim of Elisha were totally impoverished. You know, kollel guys without anything. So they're just asking for basic necessities of life in the conditions where they'll live. So Dalet vayelach itam, he went with them. Vayavo hayardena, and they all came to the Yarden. Vayigzeru ha'etim, and they chopped down trees. So they're going to chop down wood, as they said, to gather logs to build the new dormitory. But there's going to be an accident with the tools, and Elisha is going to show yet more miraculous solving of problems.